Catman's a-coming, rolling by. Catman's a-coming, looking for a girl. Better hide your sister, my hand. C is for the crazy hairdo that he wears around. A is for the arms that he'll sneak around your waist. T is for the taste of the lips belong to you, Catman. That this mean man does. A is for all the hearts that he has ever broke. N is for the names of the list you may be on. Yeah, man. Catman! Catman looking for a woman all day long. I better watch out because he is in your midst. I better watch out or you're gonna be kissed. I better watch out because he is in your midst. Catman. Catman! Yeah! Better watch out because I'm the Catman. Catman.
That is Dean Vincent and the Blue Caps with Catman. And I'd like to welcome Caroline Moore from Fang and Fur into the studio.
Hi, Penny.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming up. So you've come up to talk about the Cat Art Auction, which is for Pet Refuge, that's happening this Sunday. Maybe can you tell us a little bit about Fang and Fur to start with?
Sure. Fang and Fur is an online store that sells fun, really good quality goodies for cats, and also some cool pieces for cat people as well.
Yeah. How did you get into Fang and Fur?
It was from looking for things for my cats, particularly leather collars. Most of the ones available are quite plasticky, and I was like, I just want a really, really nice, cool leather collar, and found it really challenging in New Zealand. And then started looking overseas, and I was like, oh my God, there's so much cool stuff available that you can't get here. And yeah, that's where it all came from.
Yeah, I guess because a lot of people consider their cats to be their fur babies, really, don't they?
Yeah.
They want accessories.
Yeah, I mean, they're part of the family, and I mean, it's just fun. You get fun things. Yeah.
What's kind of the maybe most obscure thing you might have on the site?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's to some people this is obscure. Window hammocks.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, but really nice ones. There's a lot of ones around that sort of don't really last, but this is beautiful quality. It's got cool coloured perspex on the side. My cat Susie Q is just obsessed with this. She just surveys her territory from the front window whilst lying in the sun.
Yeah. Did you have to train her to get in to do that?
No. She just got it straight away.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And can you tell us, so this Sunday you're having the Cat Art Auction for Pet Refuge. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us how that came about?
Yeah, last year I did a cat art competition and invited people, via social media, etc., to send in images of their cat artworks. And I had lovely Evie Kemp, who's a really cool artist and designer. She judged it. We just got so many cool pieces. I just was thinking, oh, it seems a pity just to leave it here. And I sort of had sort of in the back of my mind too, I wanted to do sort of incorporate my Fang and Fur brand with a kind of, you know, charities and animal welfare. And so that's how the idea came about. Yeah. And then it sort of turned into the cat art auction.
Yeah, and so it's for Pet Refuge. Can you explain to the listeners what Pet Refuge is?
Yeah, so it's a fairly new charity. They only started last year, but they're meeting this really big need. So what they do is they take the pets of people escaping domestic violence, and so the family, for instance, might be able to go into Women's Refuge, but Women's Refuge can't take their pets. Mm. And it is a real barrier for women and families escaping domestic violence, because, you know, what do you do with the pet? And often it's awful, but the pet can be used as a bit of a weapon against them with threats of violence to the pet.
Yeah.
So they have a shelter in Auckland, but they actually organise transportation for animals all over the country. And it's not just cats and dogs, it's horses, it's everything.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so can you tell us a bit about the artists that are participating? Because you've got some really big names behind this.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got Yvonne Todd, who's obviously pretty well known. And so she has donated a test shot from one of her most famous images called Goat Sluice. So it's sort of a version of that famous image. And so it's a one-off print. It's the only one that will ever exist. We've got Jess Johnson, who is sort of known for doing these crazy sort of sci-fi landscapes. And so she donated 10 of her print called If They Vomit, if they Cry, Feed Them More. If They Vomit, Feed Them Less, which was instructions to her cat sitter. And she's also donated, she did a collab with Gorman, and she's donated some one-off samples from that collab as well. And then we've got celebrities involved. We've got the lovely Tom Sainsbury, Hayley Sproul, Karen O'Leary, you know, from Wellington Paranormal. So, yeah, there's some really interesting people involved.
Yeah. And also Antonio Zoe Parsons.
Yes.
And what's special about their work?
It's just, their pieces are so sweet, and they have done a piece that is their cat Toby, and they are also donating a, was going to be in the form of a raffle, a commission that you can win a portrait of your pet.
Yeah, that's really cool, and I can vouch for this because I actually have a portrait of my pet by Antonio, so I feel very honoured by that. There's also, as well as kind of visual art, there's also ceramics, jewellery, like all sorts of things.
Yeah, so Vicky Garden has donated these beautiful abstract sculptures of her cat Billy. Gina Ferguson, who's are amazing, she's done two necklaces made out of cat fur.
Oh wow,
are
they made out of cat fur? Yeah. I didn't realise that.
Yeah, so one's called Wolfgang, and it's literally Wolfgang's fur. Yeah. So that's a ginger, and they're beaded. So it's little felted beads of cat fur.
Wow.
And she's got another one called Twinkie and Friends, which is her cat Twinkie, and then some donated fur from the neighbourhood cats.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah.
What's the website that people can check this out on?
fangandfur.co.nz.
Okay, and so people can actually get involved prior to the auction this Sunday, right?
Yeah. So bidding has begun online. Mm-hmm. So if you go to fangandfur.co.nz, you can place bids. So in the end, on the day, there will be a live auction and there'll be a silent auction. But if you leave an auto bid that is higher than anything that anyone bids on the day, then you still win it. Yep. So you can still win pieces without actually being there on the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the actual auction is happening this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Everybody's, which is 7 Fort Lane downtown.
Yes.
It's free entry. And what's kind of like happening on the day there?
Yeah, so doors open at 1 o'clock. The first 50 people through the door get a really cool goodie bag. It's worth over $175.
Awesome.
And DJ Furballs will be there. He is doing an hour and a half set of just cat-themed songs. And everybody's a really cool venue, really beautiful, and obviously they've got great food and drinks available. And all the artwork will be on display, and the live auction will kick off at 2:30.
Yeah. Can you explain for people who may not know what a silent auction is?
Yeah, so it's going to be split. So obviously live auction, you've got an auctioneer and you're registered to bid and you've got numbers. Silent auction, I suppose, a lot less stressful. You can just sort of walk around and you can sort of place bids on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds amazing. So if you want to check that out beforehand, it's fangandfur.co.nz. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for coming in and talking to us about the Cat Art Auction for Pet Refuge. It's an amazing event for charity, for an amazing charity that is really in need, so please get behind it. And you've chosen us a cool song to go out on.
Yeah, Cactus.
Yeah. So this is Look Blue, Go Purple, Cactus Cat. Thanks, Caroline, for coming up.
Thank you, Fiddy.